good reps out there this spring with some guys down. What's this spring mean to you?
It means a huge opportunity for me to be able to step up and get some rest with the starters. And, you know, I'm just giving it my all to try and earn that spot. And, you know, come fall camp, anything could happen. You know, Reese will be back, and he's a great, you know, great player. And right now I'm just concentrating on getting to be the best offensive tackle I can be.
You playing left tackle all the time, or are you playing both?
Yeah, I'm playing left tackle all the time this spring.
Got a little bit of playing experience last year. What'd you learn from that experience, and how is that helping you out here now?
Spring or fall?
Fall? From last season to the experience you got out on the field last season.
Well, my first start at Air Force game, I feel like I did horrible, and, you know, because we didn't do great that game, I feel like I shoulder a lot of that. But I feel like I made a lot of mistakes, and I'm just trying to do my best right now not to make those mistakes. You know, just trying to be consistent with my technique and learn the schemes inside and out. And, you know, defenses, you know, they're really fluid, especially our defense, and there's a whole bunch of different looks you have to take into account. So with any given play, there's tons of adjustments you can make, and you have to be on top of those adjustments. And
What was that Air Force game like for you, and afterwards not getting much more of a chance to maybe get another chance out there the rest of the season? What was that like too?
It was a huge learning experience. I learned a lot of things not to do, both in a game, before a game, and after a game. It definitely wasn't my best performance, but I got out there, and, you know, I tried, but... like I said, it wasn't my best performance.
Is that motivating, though? I mean,
it was definitely motivating. I came back for practice and for the rest of the season. I put a lot more work into preparing myself for games. You know, I knew what I had to prepare myself for, and I put a lot more effort into preparing myself for those game situations.
When you go through an off season, how helpful is it to have a body of work to evaluate? I mean, does it help put things in perspective a little bit? I guess of
it does, for sure. From coming from my freshman year, a fall where I didn't play at all, you didn't really know what to expect. So I was just kind of almost, you know, swinging in the dark. But now it's like I know what to expect, and I know what I need to prepare and what aspects of my game I need to work on. And it really does help a lot. It's helped me a lot personally.
You guys bring all five starters back, but I mean, you and Archie and some other guys are obviously pushing for spots. What's the competition been like?
It's been really good. There's like really no hard feelings. We're all a bunch of great guys, and we all like each other. And you know, as far as I see, the competition just makes us better. And you know, the five guys that step out on that field, they're going to be the best five. And you know, I know Coach Huff, he's not going to, you know, he's going to play the best five guys. And so this competition is really helping all of us get better.
They made that clear to you guys, I guess, that just because they started last year doesn't mean they're going to be starting again this year.
Yeah.
You go against Kamale and Tyler Horn and those guys every day. What, you know, are you getting better? Do you feel like you're a different player than you were 6 months ago or whatever?
I feel like I'm a better player than I was a week ago.
Yeah.
You know, each and every practice, there's, you know, I'm making leaps and bounds of, you know, in my technique, in my pass pro, in my run game, working combos and so on and so forth. I feel like I'm making leaps and gains strides in my improvement in terms of my technique and learning the plays, but it is a far cry from where I need to be. But absolutely, I feel like I'm improving, and you know, they're making me a better player.
What's it like going against those guys every day?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's challenging. You know, at first it was like, holy crap, I'm going against these, you know, beasts of, you know, the Mountain West, but now it's kind of like, you know, you learn how to play against those bigger guys only by getting those reps, and getting those reps have helped me a lot.
Got a chance last year to block for Jay. You blocked for a lot of different guys. Mm-hmm. Is there a different feel to block for different guys? I mean, you have to do different things to take advantage of their strengths.
Yeah, I feel there is definitely a difference. Like when like Devin Demas, when he's in the backfield, you understand that he's going to be more of an elusive guy. He's smaller and quicker than, say, you know, Jack Fields. You know, Jack Fields is a real great downhill running back. Same with 37.
Wolpin,
yeah. That's it. I'm sorry. We got so many of them. You know, blocking, you know, Wolpin and Fields, they're both really good downhill running backs. You know, with Devin Demas, you kind of got to be aware that he's probably going to be bouncing outside, mm-hmm. So you got to be aware of that. And, it is definitely a different feeling. But I feel like it's good because it keeps the defense honest and keeps them on their toes, so...
In the offensive line group, who's impressed you this spring?
Who's impressing me? Jarvis Averill, he's really impressed me. Working with him, it's a great experience. You know, an older guy that started last spring, and learning a lot from him. And you know, me and him, we have good chemistry, and you know, we kind of feed off each other. We rub each other, and we both make each other smile. But when it comes down to play, you know, he's always on top of the ball, and you know, it's great to work with him. And you know, he's really has impressed me with you know, his knowledge and his technique and his improvement from the fall. So.